Well, I do think corporate America has a bad rap, but it's not all bad.
No.
I loved working in corporate America, which is why I choose to still work with them, just in a different capacity. But
welcome to the Freedom Nation podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Freedom Nation podcast. And it's Jeff here once again. I am so excited to have another podcast with you. And I have my friend Georgia on today. She's going to tell her story about going from the corporate world in marketing to deciding, you know what, I want to travel the world a little bit. And then this little thing called a pandemic happened. And she had to figure out what to do after that. And she's gone on and launched a business that 4 years in, she's doing very well with. So, Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. And thanks for that little intro.
I appreciate you being on today. So why don't we kick it off? Tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get to where you're at today?
Sure. So current day, I am the owner of a corporate wellness company called Daily Dose. Okay. But as you mentioned, my background is in marketing. So I worked in the corporate world for about 15 years. I had reached a point of burnout. I thought I was at my dream job. And then the
nightmares or dreams too.
It was great for a while, but then being at the same company for 8 years, you run up against some different hurdles. And I reached a breaking point and just decided to leave the industry I was in. And I didn't know what my next move was. It was not to start a business. I'll just put that out there. But I ended up going abroad to try and figure out what I wanted to do next.
Okay.
And I was about 3 months abroad, supposed to be away for 4 months. And then the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. Our trip was canceled, had to fly back. And when I returned, I just had this moment of, oh no, what did I do? I just quit my six-figure job. Now I don't want to just get another marketing job. I really wanted to do something I felt passionate about. So at the time, I was doing a passion project to try and help this yoga teacher bring retreats to the workplace. Mm-hmm. And wellness was a personal interest of mine, but not something I had a professional background in. But okay. It was the only thing I felt passionate about at that point in time. And I just had this thought, well, why don't I just try to bring all these things I'm passionate about related to wellness to the workplace? Since so many people are struggling with things like burnout and stress. And mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like we have the same amount of resources in the workplace as we do outside of the workplace from a wellness point. So I sent in some paperwork. And when I received the LLC papers in the mail a few weeks later, I thought, okay, I guess I just started a business and let's see what happens. So it wasn't really the long-term plan, but
yep.
I believe things happen for a reason. So here we are 4 years later.
4 years later, you're still going strong. Well, okay, so let's unpack some of that. When you made that decision, you know what, I'm going to hang it up for a little bit and go travel the world. Had you been planning that or was it a snap decision?
So I had always wanted to study abroad and I made the mistake in college of not doing that because I was afraid of leaving a whole semester of going to the same bars every weekend and leaving. So looking back, I think that was probably something I could have lived without and gone and traveled the world then. But it was always something I'd wanted to do, was live in another country. Mm. And I was getting these Instagram ads for this company called Remote Year that basically put you travel with a group of people. They give you a co-work space. They give you an apartment. And so I was getting these ads right when things were not going swimmingly, we'll say at work. Mm-hmm. And I just made the decision. So it was a little bit of a snap decision, but obviously history there with the never studying abroad and that kind of being my one regret in life. Mm. So I was seeing these ads that said travel the world and work from wherever. And so I thought, I'm just going to go in and tell my boss I'm going abroad, basically take it or leave it. And so it was my way of getting my foot out the door. He knew me well enough where he was like, okay, pause. Like, what if we're not okay with this? And I said, then I'll help you find my replacement. And he knew I was on my way out at that point mentally. So I guess it was a little bit of a snap decision to, but like I said, I had reached a breaking point. So there, it was piling up. And then this ad caught me at the right time, marketing at its finest. And I thought, I'm doing it. I'm just, this is giving me a reason to leave and just figure out what I want to do next.
Hmm. That's cool. So you decided, okay, I'm going to go do this. Now, some of these people were traveling with you that were actually working remotely and everything at that time. What were you doing? Because you didn't really have the business at that point.
No. So I was still helping my old company transition everything. So I stayed on with them for a couple of months and then actually did some contract work for them. And then I, right before the trip, I had met with a yoga instructor and I had asked them, do you do your retreats? Do you bring them to companies? And she said, no, I'd be interested in that. I just don't have the time. And I said, well, that's what my background is, working in the corporate world. So I'd be happy to tackle that for you. So I had started to work on this project while I was also abroad.
Got it.
Like I said, more of a passion project. And then when I came back and wanted to put more into it, she had other priorities going on and said, I can't really be as involved in this. So check back in a couple of months. And I was thinking, well, what am I going to do for the next couple of months? And that's when I was like, let me see if I could just do this on my own. And that's how Daily Dose was started. So by the time I came back to this instructor and she said, no, I'm glad you did it on your own. I fully support you. And so it worked out the way it was supposed to.
That's brilliant. So was this, I know it was a passion project, but is it something that you'd been doing, or is this some kind of, you had to do a ton of research to figure out what you wanted to deliver?
No, I had been on a yoga retreat with my best friend. And at that yoga retreat, that was probably a year before this happened, I was thinking they should do this for companies. Mm. And that was where the seed was planted. But this was never, like I said, it wasn't really a premeditated thing to start this business. And the funny thing is when I left my company, my last company, I was friendly with my boss and I said, what do you think I should do next? And he said, I think you should start your own business and be your own boss. And I was like, no, the world doesn't need another marketing agency. And it hadn't even dawned on me that I could transition to a different industry because my background was marketing.
Sure.
And I just thought, I really have no desire to start a marketing agency. So it's funny now looking back that only a few months later, I did start my own business. It was just not the business I thought.
Not what you thought you were going to do. But the good part is you've got all the marketing background. So that's a major component of being successful in a business is getting clients.
The funny part, Jeff, is it's the part of my business I don't like doing now.
Of course.
I'd rather be doing sales or operations or networking. And that's the part I drag my feet now having to do it for my own business. So
it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think with your book coming out and all that, maybe you can apply some of that marketing to using that to generate and do some of the marketing piece for you. So
true.
So let's talk a little bit about what you do when you're working with companies and this corporate wellness thing.
Sure. So when we started, the plan was to be in person to businesses in the Raleigh area since I was living in North Carolina and that's where I started the business. And pretty much everything went virtual immediately because businesses weren't open and then they never did. And now most things are hybrid as far as companies and their structure. So we work with businesses that have remote or hybrid employees. And we do virtual health seminars for them. So that could be anything from financial wellness, like saving for retirement, nutrition demos, cooking demos, immunity boosting foods, topics like that. We do yoga, meditation, mental health. That's an area that I'm personally passionate about. So we do a lot around mindfulness, meditation, how to protect your mental health, and then ergonomics, because that was an important piece too, with so many people working from home and not having their computer space set up the way that avoids back and neck pain. Sure. So we try to cover a lot of different topics under the wellness umbrella so that companies can just work with us as their one vendor.
Okay, I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. So what, if you could do it all over again, what do you think helped you be successful as a business owner, going from a long-term corporate career to now starting a business and being successful? And 4 years later, you're still alive. And that's a huge factor, getting past the first 18 months. And what I refer to as the suck, from 12 to month 24 is the suck. It stops being fun. You're not making any money. And it just sucks. And you have to get past that. So what got you through the suck and got you on to where you're at today?
Yeah, I've had to do a lot of listening to motivational podcasts, speaker. I've joined coaching programs, but I think entrepreneurship can be very lonely and it can be very emotional. You can have, obviously there's highs, you get a new client and then maybe nothing comes in for a couple months and then you're thinking, what am I doing with my life? So there's a lot of ups and downs, as other entrepreneurs probably can relate to. So I would say it's really important to have a tribe of people that can relate to what you're going through.
Yeah.
And so this came later on for me, but I was just recently in a TV show that was a boot camp for entrepreneurs. And so that'll be coming out probably in another month or two.
And somebody else, I have a nasty feeling that I had interviewed somebody else that was going to be on that show. Because I had talked to somebody a few months ago and I can't remember who it was, but I interviewed her and she was going to be on, she'd said she was going to be on a show, Camp for Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it might be the same. So the show is called The Blocks, if that rings a bell.
Okay.
But I was cast for this show at the end of last year and we just filmed in Oklahoma in March.
Okay.
And I had so much anxiety going into the show because I was like, who are these people? What are we going to be doing? I invested money to be there. So it was scary. And the days were so intense. It was basically five back-to-back 12-hour days of just presenting, taking in information, coaching sessions with judges, and everything's on camera. So you're being filmed the whole time. So it was definitely an interesting yet intense experience. But the best part was we were with 100 different entrepreneurs and every woman really was great in sharing their story. And it helped you realize that no matter where they were in their business, like everyone was going through the same things. It just may be at different times, different intensity levels, but it was great because you felt like you weren't alone. And I think a lot of times you can feel like you're on this island if you're a solopreneur, and especially if you don't have a partner, either personally or professionally, then you're on your own in this island, not knowing what the future holds. So I would say my recommendation is to find your tribe of people. That could even be through a coaching program and having, I know a lot of coaching programs, they'll have a cohort of people and they meet weekly or monthly. I'm trying to find a mastermind program, things like that, where you feel supported, because it's really important to help keep you going, because there are so many ups and downs and unknown in those first few years of the business.
Yeah. Well, you hit it right on the head, and that's that first couple years, that's where all the doubt and the fear and everything creeps in. And if you let it win, I've seen people both working with business owners and of course owning co-working spaces, I've watched so many people flame out in that first or second year. Really, first year they just keep going and they're burning through all the money that they've saved. Second year is where they burn through all the money and now it's like, okay, I'm not making any money at this point. And they start, well, maybe it'll just be easier to go back and take that, tuck my tail between my legs and go back and take the corporate job again.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully you realize at some point in life that you're genetically unemployable like I was. And it was time to, it was actually time to move on to my own show. So the only person I piss off today is myself and my wife, of course, but so typical engagement, let's say I have a company. What, first off, who's an ideal kind of company for you? And two, what's your typical engagement? How are you going to come in?
Yeah, so typically we go after mid-sized businesses, companies that either are just starting to develop a wellness program and they need that help, or companies that maybe have something in place but they're looking to supplement whatever else they have going on. So we basically come in and then provide all the communication materials that goes out to their staff. I think that's one thing I focus on, because coming from the corporate background, I know how busy everyone is, especially HR, who are often the ones who are running these programs. So I try to take a lot off their plate and draft everything up. That way they could just forward it to the staff. And then, yeah, we'll set up depending on what it is. If it's a virtual health fair or a series of webinars, we work with them to pick the topics, and then we set everything up for them. And then employees register for the ones they want to attend, and we try to make it engaging, because obviously there is that extra challenge when you're online versus having a captive audience in person. So we do that by just trying to do live sessions where they can ask the presenter questions. We do polls. Sometimes I'll work in, depending on the session, journaling, breath work to get people involved so that they're not sitting there multitasking in the background.
Yeah.
So it just depends. And each company is a bit different as far as what they like and what they want. So for example, we work with a school, and because of the way the schedule is set up with teachers being in class during the day, they can't do a live lunchtime session. So we do pre-recorded content for them. So we did a virtual health week where basically each day of the week we released a new video on different topics.
I love it. Now, where does your content come from? Are you working with other people or?
So we have a team that we use. So we have yoga instructors, dietitians. I speak on a lot of the mental health topics directly, but we also have some other speakers that talk about things like procrastination, perfectionism. So we try to touch a lot of different topics. We have a drumming therapist. So that's a fun one. And that actually can help reduce stress and improve your focus. That's one of our more fun classes that fall under that mental health umbrella.
Love it. Love it. And you said you also do financial and stuff like that too?
Yes. So we have financial advisors on our team that we'll speak on everything from investing, buying your first home, how to maximize your 401k, and topics like that.
Super cool. Very cool. So what's the future look like for you? What do you have on the hopper? I know there is a book out there, right?
Yes. So I just launched my first book. It's called You're Not Lazy, Change Your Words to Change Your Worth. And it's all about self-talk. So what I recently created, there's sort of two avenues. I created a 90-day self-talk masterclass, which basically there's three steps in the book about how to start to reframe negative self-talk so that it can boost your self-esteem. So that course would complement the book. So if you're looking for additional support, there's a 90-day class for that. And then on the corporate side of things, we just created a workshop. It's a two-day workshop that would be for teams of up to 20, where I'm actually going in person and we do some group sessions, some individual sessions with each person on the team, really to help boost their confidence so that can translate to their work output and improve productivity.
Nice. Very cool.
That's what we have going on.
I love it. Well, 4 or 5 years in, you are rocking along and doing well. It's a testament. I think timing couldn't have been better of the pandemic hitting and you had solutions. Yeah, I think so many companies struggled during that time period to come up with solutions, and we've changed our world. COVID made us into a different world of hybrid work environments and some cases that people just aren't going back and they're all working remotely and everything.
Right. So, yeah. And I think the pandemic did two things for us. One is we're able to reach so many more people, because I think if that didn't happen, we would be siloed to just working with businesses in Raleigh. Yeah. And so it makes me happy that we're able to now reach people not only across the country, but we've worked with businesses that even have employees globally. So it's nice to be able to have that reach. But I also think the pandemic shined a light on mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think prior to that, most businesses, if they were doing wellness, were doing things like having a gym membership or maybe a nutritionist. Yeah. But mental health, financial health, those were areas that I don't feel like were getting a lot of attention. And we've definitely seen a rise in mental health issues since the pandemic. So, like I said, that's an area that I feel strongly about. So we really try to put programs in place to try and help people be more proactive, because that's the other thing. I think a lot of businesses, they might have EAP programs where you have someone to call if you're having a crisis. Yeah. But what can we do to help people not get to that point of burnout or meltdown? And so we do things like we have a 21-day mental health challenge that's coming out for May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. So things like that. And we really try and break it down so that it's small habits that people feel like they can do. Because I think we're in this culture where people just try to set these lofty goals and then they give up because it's, you know, it's too big of a goal.
Sure.
So we try to do micro and change it a little bit out of a time. And I think that's how you start to see real change.
Well, it's no matter what number you say, whether it's that 30-day habit or the 60-day habit or whatever it is, it's just that consistency of getting your mind trained for that.
Right. And it's hard work. Yeah. And I talk about this in the book, but I say it's like going to the brain gym. Like we wouldn't expect to gain all this muscle in a day or lose pounds in a day. Like we know that we would have to go to the gym consistently in order to start to see changes. But then the same goes for our mental health. It's extremely difficult to make change. So I tell people every day, you have to go to the brain gym. Mm-hmm. Are you meditating? Are you practicing gratitude, focusing on the positive? And it's not easy.
Nope.
It's something I try to do every day, but I even can start sliding backwards. And luckily I have the awareness to pull myself out of it, but it really does take practice. And that's why I offer that 90-day course to try and help handhold a bit more and offer that extra support because it's not easy and you need whatever resources you can to help get you to where you want to be.
Since it's virtual, how do you keep people engaged in that process?
Yeah. So with the course specifically, there's an option to have direct access to me. Okay. So I do that through Voxer, where basically, because the other thing I think with self-talk is sometimes people don't know how to reframe. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm bad at insert whatever you want to put there, it would be difficult for someone to just say, oh, I'm great at this. Mm-hmm. And so there needs to be some stepping stones. So it's definitely not an easy exercise, but I offer people that Voxer access so that they can say to me, okay, Georgia, this is what I'm telling myself on repeat. How do I get myself to a positive place? And then I'll give them intermediate things along the way. So we try to, before you could go from negative to positive, kind of bringing people to a neutral place and just saying something that doesn't feel negative or positive. And then once that starts to feel comfortable, then we slowly go into that positive.
Totally. Zone. I love it. Love it. Fantastic. Well, let's make the transition over to the fast five questions. You ready?
Oh, okay.
All right. So you wake up in the morning, business is totally gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer, place to live and stay, food and drink. What do you do first?
I would actually go to a conference. I don't know what conference, but I want to go to an event where I would feel like I have the opportunity to meet people and be inspired. And I think that would give me indication of what to do next.
Okay.
So I'm a big believer in manifestation, whatever the universe throws my way. So I would just pick an event and try and meet as many people as possible at that event and see where life takes me.
Love it. What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Oh, gosh.
Pick one.
Biggest mistake. I would say not investing in marketing and different tools earlier on. Mm-hmm. I think we try to do everything ourselves in the beginning. And if I had just taken my savings and instead of harboring that, if I had just come up with a plan, okay, this is how we're going to come out of the gate and how we're going to invest that money, I think I would be in a maybe further along earlier. Hmm.
That makes sense. Well, maybe you could have hired a talented marketing person. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Right. Well, but if that's the part, this is the thing that we need to learn as entrepreneurs. If it's something that you don't enjoy doing, then outsource
it. Even if you know how to do it, but you don't like doing it, outsource it to somebody else. Yeah. Right. It's like, I know bookkeeping. I don't want to do it.
Right. And Jeff, I've been working for 20 years now. So what I learned in marketing back in the day, I was working on print ads when I started my career.
Yep.
The digital world is not where I would say my strength is.
I started in advertising, sales, and I was cutting and pasting stuff for the artist to go, okay, here it is. So Yoohoo sticks with my friend. So you probably know what I'm talking about, but.
Exactly. I'm with
that's
you.
Awesome. What is a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
You're Not Lazy. Change Your Words to Change Your Words. No, I'm just kidding. So, well, I'm not kidding. But if it was a book not my own, I would say I Love You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. Okay. And that talks a lot about the psychology of why we bully ourselves and tries to pump us up. So I like that book. That's a feel-good book.
Very good. I hadn't heard that one in a while. So that's a good one to put on our list. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
I live on LinkedIn Navigator. Okay. I think a great sales tool of anyone that's not familiar with it. It's basically the paid premium version of LinkedIn, but it's only about $100 a month. And you really isolate size of company, position of who you want to target. So for me, I'm able to hone in on those mid-sized businesses and reach out to their HR people or their CEO. So it allows you to be more targeted with your outreach.
Yeah, I love it. It's just an amazing tool. I combine it with one called Dripify, and it allows me to automate my outreach and automate my... So it's basically like an email tool, but using Sales Navigator is my main tool in that case. So love it. What is your definition of freedom?
I think freedom is being able to live your life however you want to without guilt.
Okay.
And I think a lot of times we think about freedom as an entrepreneurship as being synonymous. Oh, you get to be your own boss. You get to work whenever you want. And that's true. But for anyone listening in that's not an entrepreneur, you can still live a life of freedom. That doesn't mean that working for someone else, you're not free. I think you just have to be intentionally choosing that. And that has to be what you want to do. And you can have a 9-to-5 job and have boundaries in place and still go home and see your family and have your self-care routine and go on vacation when you want. And you could love your life. And to me, that's still freedom to be able to do what you want to do and just not feel bad about it, not feel bad about clocking out at 5 p.m. if that's what you want to do.
Well, and negotiating your environment and everything else too. I mean, live in a totally different world today. I keep thinking I want my next book to be Negotiate Like a Terrorist, and just how to negotiate the right work environment for yourself, negotiate like a terrorist, because they always ask for 8 times more than they end up getting it half the time.
Right. Well, I do think corporate America has a bad rap, but it's not all bad. No. I loved working in corporate America, which is why I choose to still work with them just in a different capacity. But I loved so many of my jobs. So, and I had that freedom in some of them because I was able to say, listen, my commute's long. Can I work from home 2 days? Or, you know, would leave early if I had somewhere to be. And to me, that was freedom. I loved doing what I was doing, but I did whatever I wanted to within reason. So Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Well, Georgia, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your story. If someone wants to reach out to you, they're interested in your programs or just connecting with you, what's the easiest way?
Yeah, I would say I live on LinkedIn. Okay. So definitely find me. It's just my name, Georgia, like the state, Homsany. Would love to hear any takeaways from this podcast if you want to message me. I am also on Instagram. I just started a Georgia Homsany page for the book. Mm. So follow me there. And then if you're interested in You're Not Lazy, you can find that on georgiahomsany.com.
Beautiful. Well, we'll make sure we put all that in the show notes page for us. Folks, reach out to her. She's a wonderful person, and I think her message is fantastic. So reach out, get the book, reach out to her through LinkedIn, whatever. We do these shows for you, and we bring people on like Georgia. So make sure that you hit that little subscribe button, hit the upvote, give us an upvote if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're listening to us, give us a 5-star rating, because that gets the show out in front of more people. So thank you for joining us again, and we will see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.